Okay, so we're going to discuss some dinim of Amir L'Akom as it comes up in the Siman that we're learning. Shin Vav, Shin Zayin. And for those that are my share, Mitzvah will continue with Sivav that we're holding by. But we're going to discuss some. So the Pasuk says, by the Yom Tovim in Pashas Boy, Pasuk says, Bayam Arishim Mikra Kaidesh, Bayam Ashvi Mikra Kaidesh, Yelachem Kol Malacha La Yasa Behem. All Malacha should not be done on the first day and the seventh day of Yantif. And on that, the Mechilta says, V'la Yasa Nachri Malachtacha. Included in V'la Yasa is that a guy should not do your Malacha. You should not have a guy doing your Malacha on Yantif, which, by the way, sometimes people think Amir Lakum is on Shabbos and Yantif not, or they think on Yantif is more Mekel. Adarab, the Makar is from Pasik by Yantif, so it's at least the same as Shabbos. Could be there are coolers by Yantif because of Hilchas Yantif, but not because of Hilchas Amir Lakum. So keep that in mind. But there's a discussion whether this is a deraisa or a drabanan. This drasha that we have over here from this pasuk to tell us that I cannot have a guy do malacha for me on Shabbos or Yantif, is that a din deraisa and it's a real drasha, or it's a din drabanan and it's only and the drasha is an asmachta. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin that Amir Lakum is a issa drabanan. And the pasuk is only an asmachta. Why did Chazal decide to aser Amir Lakum? Why did they aser us having a guy do malacha for us on Shabbos or Yantif? So there are three main reasons given over here, and it's important to know the reasons in order to follow through with the halachas. Reason number one is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Shabbos Perek Bav Halach Aleph tells us, that Shabbos should not become kal in our eyes. If on Shabbos I can have my work being done by a guy, so good, I'm not doing the work. But lemaisa, my factory is running, my business is going, so Shabbos becomes lightheaded. What's the difference between Shabbos and the weekday? And then, v'ivolas is ba'atzman, at some point you'll come to do it yourself. You start off with the guy, Shabbos becomes kal, and then you end up doing it yourself. According to this reason, the issa of Amir la'akom is only if the guy does the work on Shabbos. It makes no difference when you tell him to do the work, whether you told him to do the work before Shabbos or on Shabbos. But if the guy is doing the work for you on Shabbos, so then it'll be us. Similarly, if the guy is doing the work for me after Shabbos, so then the chayr according to this reason should be mutter to tell the guy on Shabbos to do the work, right? On Shabbos, according to this reason, the reason is mitzad the work being done for me on Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference when I told him to do the work on Shabbos for me. But if on Shabbos I'm telling him to do the work for me after Shabbos, or I'm asking him on Shabbos, can you come drive and pick me up Matzei Shabbos from the shir that I go to always somewhere far away? You'll come after Shabbos to pick me up. According to this reason, should be mutter. The second reason that we have is Rashi. Rashi Masech Davay Zaradav Tezvav Amir Alf. Says Mimsei Chepsecha V'Dabredav, which is our simit. The iser to tell a guy or to have a guy do your work for you is included in this pasuk, this Dibre Kabbalah, this pasuk from the Navi Mimsei Chepsecha V'Dabredav. According to this, the iser comes mit Dibre Kabbalah, so therefore it's more chomer than a regular drabanan. Halachas that we learn from the Navi. It's more chomer than halachas which are learned from the Rabbanan later on. Which is interesting, just to keep in mind, Amir La'akum Mitzad Echad is a more kal iser because you're not doing anything. All you're doing is saying to the guy, do it for me. And Kofi sometimes I'm even setting it up in four shops for him to do. I'm not really doing anything. But Mitzad Sheni, we find that there is a chaymer to Amir La'akum, which is that Chazal did not want that should be done. So here we have the Svarim Mimsechevscha V'Dabedav. According to this reason, it should be permitted to tell a guy on Shabbos to do work after Shabbos, or if it's for a mitzvah, right? One of the halacha, right? You saw the mitzvah, the halacha in Shin Zayin says that Chafetzecha Asurim Chefzei Shemayim is Muta. So if the right, Shin Vav Sivav, so if the whole Isser of Amir La'akam is based on the Basi Mimsei Chefzecha, so then it should only be Asur to have the guy do things which are for your need, but for a mitzvah should be muta. And indeed, the Radvaz, he says this. However, the Mishnah Brura back in Siman Shin Aleph Sivkat and Aleph over there brings down a machlekes amongst the Paiskim, the Achronim, about it, because some say that only if there's a tzairach b'diburai, Hayoim is considered Chefzei Shemayim as permitted. So Mishmur writes over there, Mikomakim Nochen Lechatchil La'achmik Shein Tzarech Lezeb B'Dibur Hayoim. Therefore, what comes out from the Mishmur is that even according to this reason, Chefzei Shemayim still may be also to tell the guy to do for you if he's doing it for you. Okay, the third reason that's important is Shlichos. Rashi Himsech the Shabbos Kupnun Gimel Ralph says the guy is your shliach. The guy is your shliach. So even though we know that there's no shlichus with the guy, however, Rashi writes above Mitziah, Le'inyin Ribis, Rashi over there, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amad Beis, Rashi says that we have shlichus l'chumra with a guy. Chumra drabbanahu. There's a chumra drabbanah that we do have shlichus with a guy. So here we have these three, we have three independent reasons to why Amir La'akum is Asa on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he combines Rashi's reason with the Rambam's reason. And the main reason is, like the Rambam, the Chazal acid it in a way of considering the guy to be the Shlich of the Jew, and Chazal said, Shlich is Nachri for the Isser, and Chazal didn't want it. The reason why Chazal asked it is because they didn't want Shabbos to become Kal Be'ene Ha'am V'Yivol Lasses Batzman. So what we're going to walk away with right now is that even though we have three reasons, but the main reason that we're going to deal with is the reason of the Rambam that Shabbos should become Kal in our eyes. The Aruch HaShulchan comes out that we need both reasons, v'daber dover, and also the reason of shlehe kal b'enei ha'am. He works with both reasons, but those are the two reasons that we deal with. I'll give you a mashal. Ramosha Feinstein in the Tshuva in Igris Moshe in Orachaim Chedal Simin Samach is discussing over there timers, Shabbos clocks, right? And many people put their air conditioners on a timer, put your lights on a timer, and what happens? You set it before Shabbos to go on Shabbos. So when this first was invented, it was a big discussion amongst the Paiskim, is this mutter or not, for many different aspects of different nidoinim that came up about it. Can I have it on Shabbos? Can I use it for Shabbos? So Rav Moshe writes that it's asur to set up a time clock from before Shabbos to make the oven go on Shabbos and cook the food because ein lecha zilzul gadol l'Shabbos miseh. There is no greater zilzul to Shabbos than this. And he says, and he writes of this, he says, Chazal also had time clocks in their days. It's not a new invention. It wasn't just invented. Chazal had a time clock, which was called Amir La'akum. Chazal made a gzeir d'rabanan that this is of Amir La'akum. It's also for me to tell the guy on Erev Shabbos to warm my foot up on Shabbos. Why? Because Chazal were worried that if I'm going to have the guy doing my malach on Shabbos for me, it's going to come to a zilzul to Shabbos. Says this is exactly the same. Says if, so Ramesh writes, he says that it's a zilzul to Shabbos that by causing things which are not within the spirit of Shabbos. However, this right, he says this could be pshat in the Rambam. Kadesh letiyah Shabbos kal beinehem. So that's Rav Moshe extended it to this. Okay, so Lamaisa in general it wasn't accepted. The Pesach of Rav Moshe, people do use Shabbos clocks, but the idea that Rav Moshe is bringing out is something that we need to, yeah, walk away with. Now in our siman over here, in siman Shin Zayin Lechayra, there are two rules that we could take out of this siman. One is the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Ches. So it's talking about the Alisker Leipaylim, to hire workers. Says the Mishnah Brura, not only am I not allowed to hire a worker on Shabbos, V'u'adin, kol dava sha'asa li'Yisrael las is mitzad ha'din, anything which a Yisrael is not allowed to do mitzad ha'din, Asr loyma le'ini Yehudi la'asaisai. It's asr to tell a non-Jew to do it for him. Avo b'dava she'ini ele minig v'chumra ba'alma shari loyma le'ini Yehudi la'asaisai. Now, the Mishmur is setting up something in front of us. He's saying like this, something which is asr, whether it's asr midoy raisa or asr midrabanan, that I'm not allowed to tell a guy to do. Something which is a chumra or a minig, and this is why you need to learn Hilchas Shabbos very well, so that you'll know what halacha is on Shabbos. Is it iser, what's a chumra, what's a minig, and then you'll be able to use it, for example, over here and the other places also where it's important to know it. But what's the gather? So it's Tiferes Yisrael in the Sefer Kakalas of Shabbos on Amir La'akum. Tiferes Yisrael wrote in the beginning of the Yachin Ba'ez Mishnais. I don't know if people still use that Mishnais. But in the beginning, he wrote a summary of all the Malachis and Dinim that negate the Shabbos. A very fascinating piece over there. And then in Amir Lakum over there, he says, anything which is a machlegis between the Paiskim, that there are those that hold, that it's not even a Shavus, then it will be mutter to tell a guy to do it. So again, we have certain halachas that on Shabbos we're noig not to do it. But if you know the background to it, and you know that there is a machlokes about this, even though we're noig iser, but if you know that there are shittas that hold, it's not that the shittas go to the extreme to hold that it's mutter, then it's not even iser drabana, then Amir Lak won't be mutter for that. So this is one rule. Anything which is aser for me to do, derais the rabbanan. If it's an issa, clear issa, I cannot have the guy do it for me. What about b'mokim mitzvah? What about Amir La'akum b'mokim mitzvah? So that we have the famous Gemara and Gittin of Chesam Beis, and Tosfos and the Achrayim over there talk about it, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down by us in our Simin. About someone who's buying a house in Eretz Yisrael, and comes up also in the Gemara in Erevin, heating up hot water for a baby that just had a Mila. So and we need to bring that water. So it's also a discussion about Amir La'akum b'makom mitzvah, which we're matter, sometimes b'makom mitzvah, we matter Amir La'akum. For a chayla, right, we have also for a chayla, right, said in Shin Vav, Shin Zayin said, sorry, chayli kitzas already, we matter Amir La'akum. Sometimes we're matter by a chayla, Amir La'akum, to even do a isid araisa, but sometimes only isid rabbanan. Sometimes only Isidra Banan, You need to learn the rules for that. It's brought down more in Shin Chav Ches, those rules. Now, what's important for us to know is also that every Shaila of Amir La'akom, besides what we were talking about until now, which is the Amira, right? Until now we're talking about the Amira. What's the issue of me telling the guy? Right? I tell the guy to do something. What am I being Aiva? So we said, Mimsa Chavtchav Dabedafa. We said, Yaivan, that you're making Shabbos Kalbei Necha. But there's a second sugya, which is not in our simin, which is a very important sugya, and that is the Isra Hanach, from what the guy does. A guy who does something for you, it's us to be Nehenah from it, until after Shabbos, B'chadei She'yasu, which means the time that it takes for that to be made or to be done, after Shabbos, I have to wait that time, so I'm not marviach from what he did for me on Shabbos. So that's always have to take that into consideration. Even if the Amir is Mata, right? I mentioned to you before, maybe telling the guy on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos. Okay, so then no, also because doing it after Shabbos. But let's say a case which you learned in Shin Zayin. Shin Zayin talks about, if I tell the guy B'derech Sipor, I didn't say any Lashon, can you turn on the light for me? I said to him in a way of Sipor. I'll give you an example. The stipler. Stipler's lights were out in his house, and he wanted to learn. So he called in the guy and he said to the guy, do you want a cup of beer? The guy said, of course. So he said, you can drink it in the dark. How are you going to drink it in the dark? The guy said, what's the problem? I'll open the lights, and flipped on the lights. The guy drank the beer and shut off the light. So the stipler said to him, want another cup? So he said, sure. So he says, in the dark, turns on the light, and then the stipler said to him, don't turn off the lights. Right? So he's doing B'derech Sipor. Questions, am I allowed to be Nana from these lights when he does turn it on? There's two shadows of it. There's Amira Lakam. Okay, so I got out of the Amira because I didn't do Amira. I did a B'derech Sipor. I didn't tell him about turning on the lights. I didn't ask him to turn on lights. I didn't say he should turn on lights. Oh, as it was, you want to drink your beer in the dark, you could, but I think you would rather drink it in the light. And he went and he turned it on his own. But now can I be Nehenna from those lights that he turned on? The answer is yes, because he did it for himself. The halacha is that when the guy does the malacha for himself, then you can be nana for that malacha. The guy does it for you, so then you cannot be nana. So if he went ahead and he turned on the lights for you, that's a problem. Right? There's the story with the Rebbe, where after Tish ends 2, 3 in the morning, so the Bismarck needs to be cleaned up before Shachas. The guy comes in and the guy cleans up the Bismarck, turns off the lights. The Rebbe came in the morning and he said to the guy, how are we going to daven in the dark here? So the guy said, I don't know. He says, but we're not going to be able to read. The guy then gets the message. Finally tells the guy, turn on the lights. So they asked, it doesn't have to be with a Rebbe, so anyone, don't get it. So it just happened to be with the Maisa, so I forgot which Rebbe. So they asked the Rebbe, what's Rebbe? They told him, so Amir la'akam zasab, Amir la'behim is mutta. If you could chav my remez, then that's really Amir la'behim. Akopanim. So there's always the Amira, there's Amira, and then there's the hana that you're getting from it. The hana. We always have the dan of the hana. Am I allowed to be nana? Right? So if I have a guy, my lights were left on Shabbos. My lights were left on Shabbos and I cannot sleep in that room. I'm mitztayer. It bothers me that they have lights on. I need the lights off. So I go to the guy outside and it's so Baruch Hashem, the guy understand Rema's language and they'll also come into your house So you could go to the guy and say, oh, I'm so busy Friday, and I didn't get a chance to shut the lights, and now the lights are on. And the guy says, okay, fine, I'll come. He comes to the house, and he turns off the light. So you're allowed to sleep in the room, because there's no hanaf from the malacha. The malacha was what? Putting out the fire, or putting out the electricity. There's no hanaf from that. There's no hanaf from that. Hanaf is from the dark room. That he didn't make a dark room with a malacha. All he did was he put out the electric. Now I have a dark room. So I'm allowed to sleep in that room. But if you asked him to turn on the light, and he came into your house to turn it on for you, then you need to have a heter for that. You need to have a heter for having the guy turn on the light and now to use that room. Matter of fact, there's a din, I don't think it comes up in our simon, there's a din called macha. Tzarech limchais. You have to throw the guy out of your house. The guy comes to the house and says, wow, it's so hot here. Let me turn on the air conditioner for you. You can't just stand there. Tell him no. If he doesn't listen to you, you throw him out. Make afgana. You throw him out. That's what the Mishmur says. You have to be meicha. You can't just let him do it. So there's a din macha also. If he did it on his own, even though he did it for you, see, again, he can't ask your house on you. But if you let him do it, so then you got a problem here. So that's an important piece that you always have to keep in mind, those two nekudais, right? For children, we're also more makel. Right? Yeah, sometimes if the lights went out, child is scared, he's scared. So without the modern day psychology that he's going to be ruined for life psychologically. But stop, he's scared, so then I can get a guy to do it. You get a guy to do it. And for other tzarchei katan, we're also more makelin. So what age is a question? 6, 9, what's considered pashtus? The real answer is depending on what it is. If it's something, right, a kid gets locked in the bathroom. The door is locked and there's no picking the lock, it broke, he's stuck in there, right? So the halacha is you could get a guy to bust the door open. Could be even a yid could do it at some point. But for sure you could get a guy to break the door open to get the child out. There's a heta that comes up in Shin Zayin Sif Hey. If it says, Oy ye tzarech ledavet tzarech harbe. It's a big tzarech. What's considered tzarech harbe? So Mishbru says, b'makim hefsid gadol. This is a big hefsid. What's hefsid gadol? But Moshe says, hefsid gadol is dependent on the person. What's a hefsid gadol to me may not be hefsid gadol to you. Depends on the person. What's considered a hefsid gadol? Yeah.
You're breaking the door, wouldn't that be a
deraisa? So sometimes, like I mentioned before, you're right. Good question. First of all, it's not going to be a deraisa. But sometimes it could be a deraisa, sometimes it could be a drabana. You're breaking the... I'm not going to get into it, but you'll look at the Mishru and Shin Chav Ches. You'll see that it may not be a deraisa unless you mechave for the wood and all that. Okay. Ba'akapanim, so that's by Hefsim Meruba, right? If the... has a person over set up some room, if you're gonna talk about it afterwards, I lost, look at it, and you mitzdayer over it, that's have some ruba. I have a freezer. Yeah.
In that case
it would also be mutter. Right. Good point. Again. I went back more to our simon, but you get right. I have a well stocked freezer with meat from America, right? And now what happened on Shabbos, it got disconnected or there was a blackout. And so just a freezer, many times you just leave it closed. You could stay in New York, there were blackouts for 2 days, 3 days back in the days. People, their freezers stayed frozen, everything was good. So freezers, a lot of times you could, but let's say your freezer is not the best freezer and you're worried about it. It's going to be a substantial financial loss to a person. So I could get a guy to plug the freezer back in or turn on the electric. If there's an interesting discussion. When they first built a generator here in Yerushalayim, so what happened was What happened was, one Friday night, the generator stopped working. So they paskin that they could get a guy to fix the generator, because they're probably a chaylim or ketanim that need the electricity. So they went to get a guy to fix it, to turn it back on, based on the fact that there's a chayla or a katan that needs electricity. And one of the big rabbanim shlaim, he gathered together a group of people, and they went through the streets being meicha that if you're not a chayla, you have no right to be nana for it. The hetu is for a chayla, not for a healthy person. And if you're healthy, the other paiskim held no. Once we're doing it for the chayla, and it's one action of turning on the switch, it's one switch that goes for both. So then, once it's being done for the chayla, it's also for the. You could also do for the bari also can be nana from it. Others held no. We look at it, right. It's one switch, but it's playing effect in 100 houses. In this house, there's a chayla. This house, there's no chayla. So, right, what happens on Shabbos? The electricity, there's a blackout. Electric company shows up because they have achrayis. They have to always show up. They always have to show up. They show up at your building to fix the electricity. And you go down there and you tell them, we have no chayla in this building. And then they go and fix it, then you have a problem. So it's better keep quiet because they have a heter. They have to, because there might be someone on a respirator, there might be someone on a breathing machine or on a, or whatever it may be. So they have a heter to come and fix it. And let them use their heter to fix it. And then once they fix it, according to many paiskim, which is what we follow, then even a healthy person can use them, because it was one mice of fixing, which helps out everyone. But it's really a sugi in Shin Chav Ches, if you'd give them, if I remember correctly. Over there, this is back and forth, which goes back to the whole sugi of electricity in Eretz Yisrael, the Chlal, assuming that there are Yidden sitting at the main, it's called the combustor, or whatever it's called, over there where they're playing with the buttons. So, do we say that since they're doing for Chayla, Shari Tzedek, and other people are... But, okay, so that's another example that comes up, right? That's a head of Tzarek Harve. You have also... Right, so we spoke about being a henna. The Mishnah in our Siman brings down, it says the ayin in Tavkuf Tezvav. I don't know if you saw it, but he was Maramis to Siman Tavkuf Tezvav. Over there it's talking about where a guy brings me a present on Shabbos. A guy brings me a present on Shabbos. So if it was within the Tchum, right, and same thing as the gay, I get a package. On Shabbos, the delivery man brings a package on Shabbos. So if it's coming from within the tchum, and there was no muksa shiloh over here, right? If it was fruit that was attached to the tree and he detached it, or it was needed some lacha to be done, to be brought. So that makes it more complicated. But if he brings you a present, Can you use it or not? So I just want to end off with a interesting halacha in Siman Shin Chav Hey. Can I have someone's mishabura? Over here in Shin Chav Hey, listen to this. The Mechaber says over here, again, there's a lot of pratim. There's an itor which held, the Sefer Itor held, Rama quotes an itor that held that for Oynik Shabbos, for Tzarchei Suda, Amir Lakam is Mutta, even they ask him to do it, it's a deraisa, the Yitzhel. And that's why Rav Moshe, that Tshuva of timers, he says you can use it for lights, because that same Ramah ends off, there was Saimach on the Yitzhel for light. And that's it, it says only for lights. There's a special kula for lights, but not for food, not for anything else. Al Kapadim, but anyways, there is a shita. The Mishmur doesn't like that shita, and so doesn't Aruch HaShulchan, many others don't like it. But here in Shin Chafei it says as follows. We'll end with this. You have a Eini Yehudi, and you want him to bring to you some food that you want for your Su'uda. Want for your Su'uda. So the Rama says over here, to tell a non-Jew to bring beer, a shard dvarim, or other things, derech kamlis oibleir. So here I'm asking the guy to do a isid rabbanim for me. Kamlis or no eriv, a place where it's only isid rabbanim to carry. Even though really you should be machmer, not ask the guy to bring you your beer or whatever other foods you need. We're not meicha against those that are meikel for tzarech Shabbos. Uveshasat chak, to yesh la'akob amir lein yudi l'tzarech mashinzbayer simin shin zayin. Uveshasat chak, we're meikel with amir. So the Mishmur says over here, what does it mean l'tzarech Shabbos? Right? The Ramah said that a person can be meikel to ask the guy to bring him something that he needs, l'tzarech Shabbos. Says the Mishmur, Sheikhar b'chayyotze b'zeh, Sheikhar, and things similar to that, which are dvar matzrichim b'Shabbos, she'i'ev shal li'ayz bil'odam el b'doichi kitzas, without that cup of beer, what are you going to do? You're going to be b'doichi kitzas. Okay, so that, yeah. Aber dvarim she'ein tzrichim kol kach, but things that you don't need so much, like peyroiz b'chayyotze b'zeh, ein la'akol. Even though I want those geshmak of foods for chvayt Shabbos, for oining Shabbos, that's not enough for tzarech Shabbos. That's me that I'm under pressure. What's a modern day example of something, he's talking about sheikhah, but what's a modern day example that would be in place of sheikhah? I'll leave it for your imagination. But it has to be something which is b'daychi kitzas without it. But then we make. What we see from here is that there's no quick heter of, it's oinig Shabbos, therefore I can have the guy do what I want. No, it's not always mutter. So again, just the chaz over. We have a isur of amir la'akam on Shabbos and yantiv to tell a guy to do something that's also for me to do, I'm not allowed to tell him to do, unless I have one of the many aterim that we saw in Simen Shin Zayin. And even when it's mutter to tell him to do it, and even if I find the oifin ha-mutter to tell him to do it, I still need to figure out if it's mutter for me to be nehenna from what he did for me on Shabbos. I need to figure that out. Okay, I hope we covered something. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
So like on a hot summer day, you can tell the guy to turn on the AC, and the AC turned off.
So that's a big machlokes because the Shulchan Ramah brings down that in the ayores, which are very cold, the people get sick from the cold. So the lady has the guy to light the fire so that he shouldn't get sick. We find in Gemara that cold causes you to get sick. We don't find the first that heat causes you to get sick. So if you're in a matzah where the heat is going to cause you to get sick, so Tosfos of Subas does say that there is an idea of heat causing you to get sick. Rav Moshe writes there has to be a tzarech harbe and then falls into the head of tzarech harbe. It has to be a real tzarech. It can't be just that I want to be cool. It has to be